Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It should come as no surprise that men leaving prison and attempting to start life anew run into roadblocks. But our next guest founded and has been running a unique program that is finding success in helping these men. So much success, in fact, that it recently attracted a $2 million grant to help expand the program out of our state and across the nation. Amy Bartsch is founder and executive director of Turn 90, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia, South Carolina. Amy, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Now, tell us a little bit more about your organization and how it all got started.
Well, Turn 90 is a nonprofit organization with locations in Charleston, Columbia, and soon to be Spartanburg, South Carolina. We create an opportunity for success after prison where one doesn't currently exist. We are a therapeutic social enterprise model, and what that means is that we are a supported workplace for men coming out of prison. So we're not just an employer. We hire men coming out of prison, but we also provide supported services, therapeutic services, wraparound support, and peer mentorship. And we think it's really important when people come out of prison that they don't have to choose between earning a paycheck and other kinds of critical services. So we bring it all together.
Do you have a limit on how many men you can take at each of your locations?
We like to keep it at 15 or under. We're a very individualized, personalized program. We put a lot into each person that we work with. The men that we employ have many barriers. We specifically work with people who have the most barriers to success after prison. And so we think it's really important to keep our program small and just spend a lot of time making sure that we are giving each person we work with the absolute best chance of success when they leave us.
All right, now tell us a little bit more about your program then. And by the way, congratulations on this grant that you recently received. And tell us, this organization that gave you the grant, why they chose you, and you know, what is it that's unique about your program that they would like to see expand across the country?
We were very, very lucky, grateful, and just very excited to get a grant from Mackenzie Scott as part of her Yield Giving open call. So we think that we were selected because we do have such an innovative program. We are bringing together very deep and meaningful therapeutic services and also combining employment, and we do it in one location. I think that's one of the things that's very innovative about us. We don't ask the men to leave here to go get other services, at least their core services. It all happens here together. And one of the other things that's very innovative about us is that we have hired our program graduates to help us really lead our efforts. So all of our frontline businesses and social work services are being delivered by men who were once program participants.
And so what type of businesses are these that you are running, that you are bringing these men into to work at?
Yeah, we have two really great social enterprise businesses. The first is a screen printing and embroidery business, print for hundreds of customers, both in Charleston and Columbia. And the second business that we more recently started is called Turn 90 Logistics. And so this is a third-party logistics company that we're providing outsourced assembly, kitting, and packaging work. And we're very, very excited about this business. It's our fastest growing business. We are expanding the work that we're doing in our logistics to Columbia, and this will be our primary business in Spartanburg when we open later this year.
And so what are the more common types of, I guess, maybe behavior therapy, personal skills training that you see is lacking from these men when they come out?
We use a type of therapy called cognitive behavioral therapy, thinking skills, coping and emotion regulation, and problem solving skills. So the men that we work with are in a cognitive behavioral skill building class every day from 9 until 10:30, and they're paid for that. They're on the clock. It's part of their workday. When you give people skills that impact the way that they think and the way that they respond to life's problems, they are able to transform their life. And then they're able to transform their families, the communities, and ultimately when the men leave us and they go back out into the community and other job placement partners, they really thrive in those environments.
Well, Amy, congratulations again on this grant, and we look forward to checking in with you again as this expands across the country. And thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Amy Bartsch is founder and executive director of Turn 90. She spoke to us from the organization's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the nonprofit posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.